But most people had horses and mules. We always had mules, but most people had horses and mules.
What about you when you were driving your horses and you wanted to urge them on? What would you say to them?
Get up.
And what to stop them?
Whoa.
You're talking about pigs while ago. Did you have any, ever have any calls to them?
No.
Did you ever have anything you'd say, maybe make them scatter or get out of the way?
Well, you just holler at them.
Yeah.
And what about chickens? Anything to say to them to make them get out of the way?
Chew.
And did anybody ever have a call to them at feeding time or anything?
Yeah, they'd say chick, 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 and feed them.
Say if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say I want to do what to the horses?
You had to well, you'd have to hitch them.
Ask you about a couple of expressions. If something is, say, not right here at hand, you might say, well, it's not right here. It's just a what over. It's just a little.
Over there a ways, over there.
And say you've been traveling, maybe going from here to Atlanta, and you only got maybe as far north as Gainesville, you know, before dark, and say you still had a what to go, still had a.
Well, we'd still have good ways to go. Yeah.
And say if something's very common and you don't have to look for it any place in particular, you can say, well, you can find that just about.
Well, in common,
mm-hmm. Yes.
You can just find this most anywhere.
Yes. And say if you slip on ice and fall this way, you fall how?
Backwards.
Yeah, this way you fall.
Forward.
Say if, you loan somebody rape or something, and he breaks it, and he comes and apologizes, you might say, well, that's okay. I didn't like it.
Well, you just say, I'd say that's okay with me.
Well, we're talking, I think, yesterday about plowing everything. What'd y'all call those trenches, you know, that cut by the plow?
Forest.
Say if you got rid of all the brush and the trees and things off the land, you say you did what to the land?
Cleared the land, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty hard work.
Yes, sir.
And did any of them ever grow any wheat or anything around here?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say if you're talking about a crop of corn, you might say we had 40 what of corn to
bushels. Yeah.
And can you ever raise oats or anything around here?
Well, they're just small fields of it. They didn't raise much oats, no.
What did they use those oats for? Did they?
Well, they fed it to the stock.
So
cattle or horses.
They thrash them or anything? Just
yeah.
I think you talked yesterday about the kind of things you might have for breakfast. Can you tell me about, and you mentioned pancakes with your mother. Can you tell me about some of the other kinds of bread that your mother, say when you were coming up, might have made?
Well, sometimes they'd make biscuits, you know, and sometimes they'd set up a loaf of bread with yeast and stuff and let it set it out to rise, you know, and then later on they'd put it in the oven and cook it.
That would be like light bread then?
Light bread, yeah. And a lot of people like cornbread. They'd cook up various recipes of cornbread and stuff like that.
Can you tell me about some of the different kinds of cornbread that you've seen or maybe that your mother fixed?
Well, sometimes it's fried, you know, and sometimes they put it in and bake it.
Could you have a different name for it when it was made? Or those ways?
Well, some of it they call corn pones, I think. And we never did have that in our house, but I've heard of it that they, you know, they'd boil it up my wife's mother used to make a something out of